On Anna? Children's time. Y'all come on.
You want to sit with me? Hi. All right. Well, I know I'm not Miss Heather, who's pretty awesome, but I asked her if I could come and chat with y'all today because I have a very important job that I need some help with. So I decided a really long time ago that when I grow up, I want to be a pastor. And so I've been thinking a lot about, I'm gonna move down so I can see everybody. I was thinking a lot about what it means to be a good leader, to be a good pastor, right? And so I wanted us to work together to design what we think the perfect leader would look like. So I want you all to close your eyes really, really tight, and I want you to imagine what you think the perfect leader, a person in charge, would look like. Okay, open your eyes back up. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Do you think they'd be tall or short? Medium, that wasn't an option, two options. Doesn't really matter. Tall, you think? Okay. Do you think they would be super, super strong or maybe a little bit smaller? Person in charge. Medium again. Do you think that if you were in charge and you were given like a really big speech or presentation, you might like wear something a little fancier, put on a suit or something like that? Maybe, yeah. Okay. Well, right here, what if I told you that in my Christmas present, I had a picture of the most powerful, strong, awesome leader in the entire universe? Do you think they'd look like what we just described? All right, can someone open my package for me and tell me what's in here? Yeah. Uh-oh, need a little help. I tied the knot a little too strong, maybe. It's like a bow. Oh yeah, you got it. Perfect. All right. What's in there? A baby Jesus. Do you know why? Because baby Jesus was an incredible leader, but he wasn't what the people were expecting. And so inside our Christmas present, our Christmas gift, God gave us the gift of Jesus, who came to the earth as a baby. He could have come as a big, strong, powerful leader and taken over the government or the people of Rome or all these things, but instead Jesus chose to come as a baby. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about humility in our sermon. Does anyone know what the word humble means? To be humble means to give up your own sense of importance, to give up some of your power because you don't believe that you're better than other people. And that's something that Jesus exemplified, something that Jesus taught us. All right, will you all join me in some prayer? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for coming to us humbly as a baby. I pray that you can help us be humble too. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys can go, Miss Heather, now. Thanks.